Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Friday, May 17th, 2024. At around 2:50 a.m., a passerby witnessed a structure on fire near Stonehill Avenue and Sunny Sands Drive in Joshua Tree and called 911. The fire crews, Sheriff's Department, and California Highway Patrol responded to the scene and had initial concerns that the fire could spread to nearby bushes, but crews were able to contain the fire by 3:15 a.m. The structure, described by sheriff's deputies as a trailer, was, quote, burnt down. The fire is not currently being investigated as suspicious. No injuries were reported. Food will be distributed to needy families in 29 Palms this morning. Reach Out Morongo Basin will be distributing boxes of canned goods, juice, cereal, fresh meat, and other items, one per household, while supplies last. This is a drive-through food distribution open to residents of 29 Palms, Wonder Valley, and Desert Heights, including active-duty military and their families. Recipients will be required to provide ID to self-certify residency. The event begins today at 8 a.m. and runs until noon or until the supply is gone. Reach Out Morongo Basin is located at the 29 Palms Senior Center, 6539 Adobe Road. To help with the flow of traffic, all vehicles are requested to line up on Cactus Avenue east of Adobe Road. For more information, call Reach Out at 760-361-1410. Tonight, downtown Joshua Tree's Taylor Junction is hosting a punk and space rock show featuring local psychonauts headlined by an old-school San Francisco cult band whose fans included the late Kurt Cobain. Reporter Gabriel Hart tells us more about this out-of-this-world show taking place in our own backyard.
Formed in 1982, the feminist punk rock group Frightwig were a formative influence on the 90s Riot Girl movement and paved the way for the likes of Hole and L7. Their iconography even infiltrated MTV when Kurt Cobain wore their shirt for Nirvana's iconic Unplugged performance. The long-standing Bay Area four-piece will bring their revolutionary spirit to Joshua Tree with Chalky the Funk Wizard, a one-man synth-powered party jukebox featuring classics and originals. Helping localize this San Francisco offensive are Spacewave leaders Cult of Helios, who bring a psychedelic undercurrent to their own brand of death rock, and Alien Probe, a high desert performance art punk act who turn any stage they grace into a full costume extraterrestrial invasion. Doors at 6 p.m., show from 6:30 to 10 p.m., entrance through the alley behind Joshua Tree Coffee. Reporting for Z1077, this is Gabriel Hart.
Youth Orchestra Joshua Tree is hosting their spring concert tonight, Fiddlers Go Hollywood, a free show featuring the High Desert's up-and-coming symphony performers. Tonight's show will feature famous film and television music, along with a few classic fiddle tunes. The fun starts at 7 p.m. tonight at Desert Hills Presbyterian Church, located at 56750 Mountain View Trail in Yucca Valley. Spring season is in full swing in the High Desert, and there is no shortage of events to get you out and moving. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with another show happening tonight.
If you are looking to hear some diverse music and dance the night away, stop by Más o Menos for a free show featuring some local artists. Sarah Barlow will kick off the evening with a cosmic country and blues set. Barlow is originally an Austin-based singer who has brought her unique style west to share with the High Desert. Locals Elka Wilder and DJ Travis Wynn of Electro Liquid are slated to follow. Wilder will provide ethereal vocals sung over Wynn's house music beats for the first half hour, after which he will have a solo set that will run until midnight. As Wynn noted, the show is a collaboration of different musical styles in the spirit of community.
What I'm really excited about here in the desert is bringing people together with diverse backgrounds based on dance and connection.
Sarah Barlow will start her set at 7:30 p.m. with Elka Wilder and DJ Travis Wynn to follow at 8:30. A free event for the 21-plus crowd, tonight's show is at Más o Menos, located at 66031 29 Palms Highway in Joshua Tree. Reporting for Z1077, this is Adeline J. Wells.
Six local High Desert dancers want you to get out and move your body at a dance event tomorrow evening. Online news editor Robert Hayden has the info.
Desert Dances is an evening of creative dance performance where movement artists will take inspiration from our expansive landscapes to create an event that promises to move you to your bones. The evening starts at 6:30 tomorrow when doors open at the Firehouse in Joshua Tree. It will feature choreography by Lucia Joyce Dysog, Jennifer Henry, Barbara Koch, Carolyn Pennypacker Riggs, Lauren Slavosky, and Alex Valdivia. Tickets will be available at the door. It's a sliding scale starting at $10. If you haven't been out to the Firehouse before, it's located at 65430 Winters Road, and the open space has been used for art and workshops since his previous life as a firehouse. Look for the large rolling doors and the warm, inviting light just east of the Copper Mountain Mesa Community Association. The desert dance performances begin at 7 o'clock, but show up for doors at 6:30 and enjoy a drink available by donation. Get out and be inspired to move your body tomorrow night at Firehouse JT. We'll have a link to Firehouse's Instagram and other local dance accounts at this story on our website, z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
Grubstake Days is coming next weekend, and the town of Yucca Valley Recreation Department is inviting runners, walkers, and fitness enthusiasts to participate in the 32nd annual Grubstake 10K, 5K runs, and 2K walk. The run will be held on Sunday, May 28th at 8 a.m. at Yucca Valley High School. The Grubstake run is open to athletes of all ages and fitness levels. The 10K and 5K runs are timed competitive events, and the 2K walk is a favorite of those who wish to participate in a healthful but non-competitive event. Register today at yucca-valley.org or in person at the community center. Participants will receive a souvenir t-shirt and will be automatically entered into a drawing for a variety of fun door prizes. If you register before May 19th, you'll get a discounted entry fee. Again, you can register at yucca-valley.org or in person at the community center. And finally, the 29 Palms Art Gallery welcomed a new slate of directors at their election earlier this month. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas tells you whose portraits are now on the wall.
The 29 Palms Art Gallery held board elections on Tuesday, May 7th, and reorganized their officer corps. Charles McHenry was installed as board president, with Kathy Snodgrass as vice president, Julianne Ranieri as treasurer, and Perry Holberman as secretary. Incumbent directors include Randy Ranieri, Tim Warren, and Mitch Miller. New directors were welcomed in, including Nancy McHenry, Sherry Scott, and Chip Vasquez. Kathy Snodgrass will be joining the exhibitions team. Chip Vasquez will be the new gift shop manager. Outgoing board member Kathy Miller will continue organizing education classes, including the May 18th Paint Along with Jessica Schiffman one-day workshop for adults focused on oil and acrylic desert landscapes, and a youth-oriented tie-dye workshop on May 19th. For more information and to register for workshops, visit 29palmsartgallery.com. Reporting for Z1077, this is Arts and Entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.